Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Steve Futterman. It is Bob Dylan's birthday. Today, the man who once sang, "I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now," turns 80. Landmark birthdays like this inspire us to look back on a life that's impacted millions. Dylan's songbook is vast. It includes so many classic compositions: Blowin' in the Wind, Mr. Tambourine Man, The Times They Are a-Changin'. Dylan's persona, of course, has sometimes been mysterious. It includes that unique voice. But what Dylan's done was summed up to me by the great music observer Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine. Dylan, he said, brought popular music up to the level of literature. I'm Steve Futterman, CBS News.